America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christine Astolfo.
This took two other segments to get us to this segment. It was Trivia Mania 1, and I was the champion. Then came Trivia Mania 2, and Christina was the champion. And now here we are.
That's right.
The grudge match. And we actually have a prize for this grudge match. You brought in an official belt.
I brought in the official WWE Divas Championship belt that I waited online at WrestleMania in 2013 for an hour and a half to buy.
And paid how much for?
Let's leave that information off the table.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so it's heavy. It's pink. I want it. So there you go. See? Sounds like my high school girlfriend, but that's a story for another day. Okay, so to make this work, we've had to go once again get America's favorite game show host. It's always great to say hello to the one and only Norman Worth. Norman, welcome back to the show.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Here we are.
As
all
in
right.
Martindale.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So the format will be the same. Two categories, five questions each. Christina and I will each have an opportunity to write down the letter of our answer. We will see who is correct, and we will see who the true Trivia Diva is. This is so exciting.
I just can't stand it.
Wow. I'm glad I'm excited at least. Okay. All right. So we're all set to go. And so we are set for question one.
These are two random categories, five questions for each category, total of 10 questions. And the winner will be, well, we'll find out in a minute or two or 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. The category is That's What I Meant. Mint as in M-I-N-T.
Mint.
Question number one. What is the type of alcohol used in the vast majority of versions of the drink known as the mint julep?
Mm.
Is it A, gin, B, schnapps, C, rum, or D, bourbon?
And the Kentucky Derby was just a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Gin, B, schnapps, C, rum, or D, bourbon? Your answers, please.
Yes, I say D.
D.
Bourbon.
Bourbon is correct. Yay! Kentucky bourbon.
All right, so we are started tied. We each have 1 point.
Okay, here we go. Question number two.
Yes.
Clorette's brand breath mints and chewing gum have long been advertised as containing what? A, Redsin, B, liquid centers, C, no sugar, or D, chlorophyll.
Okay.
Clorette's
chlorophyll. I'd just have the bad breath if that was the case. All right. I'm ready. Are you ready? Answer is?
C.
A.
The answer is chlorophyll D.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
It has chlorophyll? Really?
I guess you drop them in your pool and...
Sure. You shock the pool first week of June. Pool. Anyway. All right. So we are still tied 1-1 after two questions.
Okay. Here's a... this is one of these probably either you know it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Question 3 out of 5 in the What's That's What I Meant category.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the first U.S. mint constructed in 1792? Was it A, New York, B, Philadelphia, C, Washington, or D, Boston? First U.S. Mint constructed 1792. Wow. A, New York, B, Philadelphia, C, Washington, or D, Boston.
This
your
could
answers.
Go two ways. I'm going to say A, New York.
B.
Philadelphia. B is
God
correct.
Damn it. All right. So Christina has two. Yours truly has one.
All right.
Damn it.
Okay, here's one from the 60s.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Music from the 60s.
Ooh.
Based on mint. Incense and Peppermints was a hit for what flavorful group of the late 60s? Was it A, the Lemon Pipers, B, Vanilla Fudge, C, Strawberry Alarm Clock, or D, the Chocolate Watch Band? Your answers, please.
I know this. Ready? Go ahead.
C.
Damn it, it is C. Strawberry Alarm Clock.
That's two dammits by you already.
Yes, it is.
And you're down 2-1.
Wow. Did you know that or did you guess?
That was a shot in the dark, Ed.
Oh.
That's even worse, isn't it?
Yeah, all right. So it's 3 for Christina, 2 for Ed.
So this is the 5th out of 10 questions
yes,
to settle the belt. Which of these herbs is not a member of the mint family? Herbs or herbs, depending on which country you're in.
Mm-hmm.
A, parsley, B, sage, C, rosemary, or, as Paul Simon would say,
thyme.
So, parsley, sage, rosemary, or thyme, which of these herbs is not a member of the mint family? Your answer is
she's going to know this.
That would be rosemary. C.
No, I already wrote C, too. So, C, I already did. I'm not cheating.
It's parsley.
Really? So
I went in there with confidence.
You know, she's like,
I went in there with confidence.
I know what this is. All right, so we're still at
three. Scoring real high.
Thanks. This one. 3-2. All right, so we are finished with the first category. The score is Christina 3, Ed 2. The second category is...
delicious desserts.
Ah.
All right, 5 questions that will decide the ultimate winner of, what are we calling it?
The Trivia Mania 3. We are the diva of trivia for all time. And okay. America, aren't you excited? You're listening to this just at the edge of your seat.
The
yes,
subject
you are.
Is delicious desserts.
Yes.
First question.
Ooh.
The Parker House Hotel is credited with inventing Boston cream pie. They also originated a variation of what food item? This is the Boston House Hotel. And what
Parker
food
House
item would
Hotel.
Be A, cheesecake, B, green salad, C, dinner rolls, or D, soup?
I think
A, cheesecake, B, green salad, C, dinner rolls, or D, soup. Your answers?
A, cheesecake.
Soup. D.
How about dinner rolls, C?
I need to start making up ground here.
I'm hoping the rest of America is getting these correct.
I think they are. All they're right. realizing just how ridiculously dumb both the co-hosts are.
And you're going to hate me for this category when we're all done.
Of course not.
Here we go. So there's 4 questions left.
Yes. 3-2, Christina.
Question number 2 in this category.
Yes.
Cherry's Jubilee was created and named in honor of what? A, Victoria's 75th year as queen. B, America's centennial. C, the ancient Jewish holy year. Or D, George Washington's birthday.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
May I have your answers?
I'm excited. Go ahead, Christina.
GW, D.
B, the 100th, the centennial of the United States.
It was actually A, Victoria's 75th.
No, these opportunities are slipping away.
Oh,
so it's still 3-2.
All right, you got 3 questions left.
I'm really starting to worry.
Here
about
we go.
This.
Bananas Foster originated in what city? Was it A, Barcelona, B, New Orleans, or Norlands, as they say?
Yes.
Norlands.
Yes.
C, Venice, or D, Honolulu?
What
Bananas Foster originated in what city? Your answers, please.
I'm going to say C, because I haven't seen a C in a while.
D, Honolulu.
It is B, New Orleans.
You're still 3-2.
We suck today.
We do. Nobody wants this beautiful belt.
But I do. That's why I'm still winning.
Yes, you are. 3 for Christina, 2 for Ed. With how many questions left?
2. So unless you get these 2.
I have to get these 2 correct.
Here we go.
I have to get these 2.
Question,
Come on. The
penultimate question of this contest.
I'm a good person.
Number 4
right.
of
yes.
5.
Mm-hmm.
Spotted Dick is a traditional British confection of boiled suet pudding with A, raisins, B, chocolate chips, C, walnuts, or D, blueberries. A, raisins, B, chocolate chips, C, walnuts, or D, raspberries.
Oh,
your answer,
medical
please.
Condition. I'm going to say A.
A, raisins.
You are both correct.
Uh-huh. 4-3.
So,
it comes down to one question. 3 segments on a nationally syndicated radio program. Sponsors just loving this for every second.
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
And it's come down to this. It's either going to be Christina winning or it will be a tie. I have no chance of winning at this point.
Question number 5, the final question to determine the belt.
I want a tie.
And who
I
wears
want
it?
A tie. I want
There's
a tie.
A lot of pink in that belt, by the way.
Hey now.
All right, here's the question. Which of the following is not another name for baked Alaska?
Not.
A, Norwegian omelet. B, glace à four. Or glace à four. C, omelet surprise. Or D, frozen folly. Which of the following is not another name for baked Alaska? A, Norwegian omelet. B, glace à four. C, omelet surprise. Or D, frozen folly. Which is not a name for baked Alaska. Your answers, please.
Dear lady, go ahead.
D, frozen
D,
folly.
Frozen folly. That's what I have here, Tim.
Frozen folly is correct.
Oh, I'm the winner! I win!
This is just so wrong.
I win!
Do you understand just how wrong
I
this
win.
On so many different levels? Look at that. She has the diva belt in her hands. Yes. Yes, the audience goes wild.
Now is the time for a photo.
Yes, now is the time for a photo. You will see this tweeted out, and you will see this exact photo. This is amazing how everything just blends at one time. All right, there you are. Wow, and just look at that smug look. And you'll see it on Twitter. What a... let me take another one here. What a smug look.
Do it again.
Do it again.
I want another photo.
What, more smugness? All right, here we go.
Hang on.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah, here we go. Wow. Boy, it's China come back to life. Look at this here. Oh, my goodness. Peace signs. fingers to
number
the sky.
Number one. I'm number one.
Congratulations.
Oh.
Congratulations.
It feels so good, you know? I worked my whole life to get to this point in my career where I could say that, yes, I am number one.
You are number one. You met the challenge. You have beaten me. It took us three full segments. It took two comeback wins for Ms. Staffo, and she is trivia queen of the world.
I think I'm going to wear this belt at work from now on.
She'll wear it on the show over the next, like, 6 weeks. So, anyway, wow. I you know what? I'm in your debt forever.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just so
humbled.
I'm
the winner.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm number one.
I'm sad. Stay with us. This is, I don't even know what do I have to say to get out to the commercial at this point, because I'm just so flummoxed, because I'm crushed that I lost this thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Divas Champion of the World.
Yes, we know what her name is. And this is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.